There are mistakes that can and should be avoided from the get-go when it comes to relationships. Mistakes that can doom a relationship, no matter how much effort you put into it. Today I'm going to talk to you about one of them, so that it's one mistake that you don't make. When we are first getting into a relationship with someone, we are gradually confronted with things that we like about a person and things we don't like about a person, things that are compatible to us and things that aren't. It's during this sorting process that we decide where someone belongs in our life and doesn't. It's during this process that you can make a crucial mistake, and that is to believe that a person will change into what you like, and therefore want, and thus become compatible by virtue of being in the relationship with you. Without explaining this further, I'm just going to throw a couple of examples at you so you understand this concept. Let's start with Emmanuel. Emmanuel fell in love with Talon. He had known Talon for years because they ran in the same social circles and she had dated a friend of his. He observed Talon in this previous relationship and had noticed how flirtatious she was with other men. He also noticed how often she openly revealed intimate details about her relationship, and how often she confronted his friend in front of everyone when she was upset. For Emmanuel, a feeling of exclusivity and privacy is very important to him, especially in a primary relationship. But Emmanuel saw how poorly this friend of his treated Talon, and he knew that he would be a better partner for her and, quite frankly, for any woman. He told himself that the only reason she exhibited these behaviors is because she was in such a bad relationship. He told himself that with the right man, she would become faithful in her behavior, exclusive, discreet, and happy, and maybe he was the right guy. At first, they were happy together. That is, until one night at a party when Talon started flirting with another man, despite there being nothing wrong with their relationship. Emmanuel started a downward spiral because of this incident. And let's be honest, that downward spiral caused him to withdraw in the relationship emotionally. Did this make Talon happy? No! So what do you think this led to? Yep, Talon was soon complaining openly about Emmanuel to other people, also confronting him in front of them and revealing intimate details about their relationship. Rather than considering whether he could be with a woman like Talon if nothing about her ever changed, he decided that his influence could change her. Of course, when Talon figured this out, she felt like she was just some fixer-upper project for him, and like she would have to be somebody entirely different to be loved. Well, that's good for the relationship, isn't it? Manuel finally owned up to the incompatibility between them and ended the relationship, but not before both of them had already gone through unnecessary emotional damage. Janiyah is often teased by her girlfriends because she seems to be irresistibly drawn to bad boys. And recently she met one such bad boy, Angelo. When she met Angelo, he was on parole for a drug distribution crime. A few times when they first were spending time together, she would notice shady behaviors. Things like stepping out to run errands but never telling her what that errand was, always ending up in the same place as other men that he knew, by coincidence, right? And a few times she showed up at his apartment to find him really super high. But Janiyah wanted the American dream, right? She wanted the house in the suburbs with the man who had a stable job and the kids and the Labrador Retriever. She wanted a life and a marriage that she could be proud of. Janiyah has a huge heart, as well as a bit of a rescue complex. So when Angelo acted how he acted, Janiyah fixed her sights on that little inner child inside Angelo who was neglected and who was never loved well enough. She became convinced that it would be her loving care that would awaken Angelo's potential to be a good man. She imagined that his love and gratitude for how well she loved him would make him clean his life up and step up in their relationship and become the man in her vision for a happy life. Rather than considering whether she could be with a man like Angelo if nothing about him ever changed, she decided that it was her love that could change him. Of course, this did not happen. They ended up in a re-traumatizing 3-year relationship from hell. Janiyah ended up completely depleted because her efforts to reform Angelo never lasted. She was trapped in a tormenting intermittent reinforcement cycle. Angelo was in the same conditional love dynamic he was in as a child, only this time with a woman who only loved him for what she knew he could be one day, and for what she wanted him to become for her. He didn't even want the same life she wanted. He didn't want a quiet life in the American suburbs. He wanted to own clubs one day and buy a penthouse. The constant pressure to do and be better caused him to feel rejected and therefore lonely, which only increased his drug use and his avoidant behaviors. And he ended up back in jail. Because Janiyah was never able to do and be enough to make Angelo change his ways, her self-esteem went to hell, and so did her health along with it. She was so emotionally damaged that she became bitter about men in general. Also on top of this, her house was even raided because of her association with Angelo. There are potentially many reasons that we fall into this pattern, but to give you some examples, we might want a relationship with someone so badly that we tell ourselves that the other person will change by virtue of being in the relationship with us so that we can avoid the torment of saying no to what we so desperately want. Or we might be trying to recreate the relationship we had with one of our parents with this subconscious intention of achieving a different and healing outcome. Or we might be attaching our sense of self-worth to another person changing for us or by virtue of being with us. Or we might decide that it is more meaningful and a bigger statement of love if someone changes to be a certain way for us or by virtue of being with us rather than if somebody is already that way. Or we might be needing to prove to ourselves that nothing and no one is beyond saving, that with enough love and enough kindness, people can change for the better or even be saved. Or we might be tapping into and answering to truths, needs, and wants of a specific vulnerable part within a person while ignoring every other part of them. I want you to remember this. When you meet someone and you are getting into a relationship, you need to ask yourself this question. How do I feel about this person, knowing that nothing about them will ever change? A variation of that question is, how do I feel about this person knowing that them getting into a relationship with me will not change a single thing about what they think and say and do? And based off of your answer to those questions, ask yourself, could I be with them and be happy? Where are the compatibilities? And where are the incompatibilities? And based off of that reality, where do they actually belong in my life? People tend to feel a lot of resistance to the idea of getting into relationships with people, with the assumption that nothing will ever change about the other person, especially by virtue of being in the relationship with them. After all, people can change, and they do change. On top of this, we all hear those stories and speeches about how someone's love or care or influence made all the difference to someone's life and brought about such positive change. For many reasons, most of us would love to play that role in someone else's life. But before you walk too far down that path, consider being on the flip side of this pattern. How would you feel if someone got into a relationship with you with the idea that something that they don't like about you or are incompatible to about you will change by virtue of them being with you and you being with them? Because of their love or care or influence on you? Does it feel like they value and love you or something else that they think you should become? Would you want to be in that relationship? There are some mistakes in relationships that are completely avoidable. Getting into a relationship with the idea that a person will change by virtue of them being with you is one of these. Have a good week. Thank you.